I know very little about you. I know you're a famous writer, that your work is extraordinary. I know where you live, that it is half a continent away from me. I know that I want you, and you want me, and you are married, and I am hot. We both know that you will not betray your wife. So when we slid naked into the motel pool at 3 a.m., and you said, this was a fantasy come true, skinny dipping with me. When we did that, I didn't know anything anymore. And when you massaged my feet and you told me this is how you fell in love with your wife, I thought I knew, and I said, let's go upstairs and just lie naked together for a while. I said, I'll be good. You told me later you fled because you couldn't be good. You knew you would be very, very bad. Now you're back on the coast, and I'm here in the middle, and we're tormenting each other in cyberspace, where you have revealed more of yourself than when you stood before me, skin glistening under a stark Nevada moon. And you tell me this is dangerous, that we must stop, and I know. Then you write me of urgency and temptation, of being breathless. You are teasing a woman whose moon is full, her bed empty. You know not what you risk. Know that I take your words with me into the bathtub, and we make waves. Your every turn of phrase, a riptide pulling me closer to an edge that is fast crumbling beneath me. For your word is your voice, is your mouth, is your lips, is your word, is your tongue, as you lick till I come to your word. And I know we are being very, very bad. If I were ever called to testify, I would have to confess an affair, for though you fondled nothing more intimate than my ankle, you are seducing my imagination, infiltrating my dreams. You couldn't penetrate me deeper with any other tool. Which is just as well, because I know you will never touch with your hands the flesh you've aroused with those words. I know that someday soon I will rock your boat a little too hard. You will remember what is precious and you will bail. But until then, I want you to know something. Know that it is a hot, windy noon in Arkansas. Outside my back door, leaves rush through the air horizontally as if being chased. Inky, swollen clouds blot out the sun. Know that the neighbor's puppy has her paws pressed up against the fence, pink tongue panting for my attention. And the cows in a field down the road are a chorus of bellowing moans. Know that this morning a copperhead reared and blocked my path through the tall grass, and it looks like a tornado is fixing to happen.